Good morning. Welcome to Camp Verde Baptist Church. We're glad to have you today. Thank you for coming to the house of the Lord. And if you'll take a look at the bulletin and notice the announcements are there and hope you've been watching the screen, the various activities that are coming up. We do have church council tonight at 5 o'clock, the Bible study over in Fellowship Hall at 6 o'clock, and we're starting a new study. It's the book of Galatians, the ladies' Bible study at Mary's house tomorrow at 3:30. And our prayer meeting on Wednesday night. We have in there the men's breakfast, but we're having to cancel that. Doug is going to be gone. He's moving his daughter back to the area from California. So we don't have a cook. And without a chief cook and bottle washer, we don't have a breakfast. So we'll have to put it off for a month. So be praying for them as they move their daughter and that God would watch over them and take care of them. And then next week would be the church business meeting in the evening. The rest of the activities I think you know about that are going on. Brent is not with us today. Brent has been with his dad this week. His dad is sick, had COVID, and has been pretty sick. Brent came home yesterday afternoon, and he's not well this morning. So we're not sure what's going on with him, but he's not able to be here. Jessica's been pretty ill the last couple of weeks, not feeling well, and Eric's been with her, and he hasn't been able to be here. They are here this morning, but he's not able to lead the music today. And so we're making different transitions today. So Devin has graciously agreed to fill in, and we appreciate that very much. So we trust that you will work with us with all the changes that are taking place. Pray for these that are ill. Pray for those that are away. We have some folks traveling, some people in various areas. Just ask God's blessings on them. So let's stand together and begin with a word of prayer. Father, we're thankful for the day you've given to us, another Lord's Day, the opportunity to come into your house to worship you in spirit and in truth. We pray for Brent's dad that you might bring healing. I pray for Brent that you would bring healing to him. And be with Eric and Jessica and their family and Olivia. Thank you that they're doing better. Just pray that you bring complete healing there. Be with Devin as he fills in. We thank you for his willingness and his graciousness to step in and lead. And I pray, Father, that you would just bless this service, that it might be a service committed to you, anointed by you, and that we might fellowship and worship together. Be with folks who are traveling or will be. Be with Doug and family as they go to California later this week and then bring his daughter back, that they would be safe. Watch over them and help them with the move and everything. We pray for our leaders. We pray for our nation, we pray for the world, and all of the turmoil that we're in, Father, that you would turn our eyes upon you. May it be said of us that it's been sweet and loving to be in the house of the Lord today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you remain standing, please?
Okay, we're reading from Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Be careful or nothing but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Okay, and the first song we're going to sing is We Shall Gather at the River. That's page number 518.
Yes, we'll gather at the river.
My Jesus, I Love You, page number 210. Special music by Sandy.
This is next week's special, so hopefully Eric and Brent will be back next week and they get to do it. Don't laugh at me, Eric.
Lord, to come.
The message and song, and I trust that all of you listened to the words and paid attention to what it said. It's a very true statement through the song. Thank you, Devin, for helping and leading today. We appreciate it very much, and Mary and everyone filling in. It's always nice when we have a need that people step up to the plate and take care of it, so appreciate that.